Brilliant actor, writer, director of Bronx Tale, analyze this, every television show God ever made, from Law & Order, Godfather and Harlem Now he's making. He's just the absolute best. It is the great Chaz Palminteri. Chaz, good morning. How are you, good buddy?
Good morning, Sid and Bernie. How are you?
Well, great. Hello, well, great. There's so much going on. I was thinking about you, Yankees, Red Sox, Restaurant Week, the mayor race. But we may as well start with Restaurant Week because I do commercials every day on this show for Jack, Empire Steakhouse. And in the commercial, I include you, which Jack didn't give me the okay to do, but I do it anyway. And I say that if you don't believe me how good Jack's restaurant is, why would Chaz, who has two amazing restaurants, one in the Theater District and one in Westchester, include him as a partner if he wasn't great? So just so you know, Chaz, I've taken the liberty to include you because you know he's great, which in part makes your restaurants great.
Yes, yes. I mean, for years people have been trying to get me into the restaurant business, and I always said no. But when I met Jack, I just saw the way he ran a restaurant, always top shelf, always the customer first, best food, always the best food. So I just said, okay, it was the perfect scenario, and that's why I did it. That's why I was successful, even though so many restaurants, I feel so bad of failing because of the pandemic, what happened. But we are still going strong in Manhattan, 30 West 46th Street in White Plains, New York. 264 Main Street, and you know, my name's on it, so it's got to be great. That's it. That's the deal.
Have you made a dish yet named it after me and Bernie, some entree like the Bernie and Sid Parmesan something or other? I don't know. It'd be nice.
You know, we didn't think of that, but you know what? I will talk to Jack about that, and we'll come up with something. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Spaghetti and two meatballs. Very simple.
There you go. I love it.
The Bernie and Sid right there. Hey, Chaz Palminteri,
like
listen, you also, we'll talk about your podcast in a little bit, but back to the restaurant thing. Are you suffering from a worker labor shortage like a lot of restaurants in the tri-state area?
Are you kidding me? We had 10, I remember Jack, I spoke to Jack yesterday. He said we had 10 people call. We made 7 appointments. Nobody showed up.
Wow.
No,
so it's
none
real.
Of the 7.
Wow.
Yes. We had people walking in there saying, you know what? I need this job, but you got to give me till a couple of more months. They're collecting. They don't want to come back to work.
No, $800. Exactly right. $800 through September. There's no way to get them in. There's no way to get
them,
right?
They don't want to come back. And not just me. I speak to other people who own restaurants. Everybody the same thing. Cannot find anybody.
It's amazing. It's just wasting money, ruining businesses like that. Some businesses can't cope with this. I mean, that's why a lot of service is slow and a lot of restaurants as well.
Yes.
You can thank the clowns down in D.C.
You know what? In the long run, it's really hurting us. I know people need money, and obviously, sure, people need a hand up, and I understand that. But now people got to get back to work because you just can't sit back and collect checks from the government. You just can't. You can't do it.
Well, I know, Chaz, that you've been on the show with us many, many, many times, me and Bernie, and you tend not to delve too much into politics because you've got friends on both sides, and it's a no-win situation for you.
Yeah, but I've always been apolitical. You know, that's just the way I've been. I'm an actor, writer.
You're smart.
I'm a director.
You're smart.
This is what I do. You know, I keep my political views to myself. That's why the voting booth is closed. You go in there, you shut the thing, and you vote.
No, listen, you know, I couldn't agree more, but you do love this city, and you're aware of the crime and all the issues going on. And you do have two guys in Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa who are both very aware of that, and both of their campaigns are all about fighting crime in this city. So I would imagine without you making a choice on air, which you'll never do, and I don't want you to. I don't want you to do that, by the way, that at least you have to be happy that both of those guys are addressing the biggest issue in New York.
Oh, I'm ecstatic about it, you know. But Eric, obviously Eric Adams, and of course Curtis. The thing I love about Curtis has been fighting crime since he was a boy, you know.
Right.
So Curtis was in the street, just the same as Eric. Eric was a police officer. They both feel this way, and that's great. But you know what? Every politician starts off saying this. Please, but could they do it? That's all. Once they become mayor, once they become president, then they just become part of the system, and that's what I get worried about. I mean, look, you see the way the city is. This is insane. This is crazy. I mean, this is my city, New York. I mean, come on. They got to get it back to the way it was, man, because people won't come. People won't come. And then it's a domino effect. People don't come. People don't go to Broadway. Broadway suffers. The restaurants suffer. New York suffers. It's a domino effect. You have got – I saw these film. I saw this thing on yesterday on the news where they had people just walking out of stores in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
With shopping carts.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Yeah, well, actually.
Not running, walking.
We posted that to our Bernie and Sid Facebook and Twitter page. We talked about that earlier. Yeah, you're right. It's incredible. That was in California, but also right here in New York, and we may post this as well. In Times Square, near your restaurant, they had these ATVs and dirt bikes flying up and down 7th Avenue and Broadway against the flow of traffic with all these NYPD squad cars sitting around just brazenly breaking the law. I mean, doing wheelies, making a lot of noise and suffering no consequences whatsoever.
Well, you know, I feel so bad for the cops. The cops' hands are tied. I mean, they're just tied. They can't do anything. I mean, if they do anything, they're guilty. If they don't do anything, they're guilty. You know, I mean, look, you know me. Everybody knows how I feel about the NYPD. You know, to me, when they say the best police force in the world, they are. You know, they are. They just can't do anything. Somebody's got to come in here and say, look, we have to clean up the city. It can be done.
Yeah.
They did it before. They did it in the 70s. They did it.
Right. Giuliani did it.
Have to do it.
Right, Giuliani did it. Bloomberg did it.
Right. Yeah. Rudy did it. Like, you know, even Bloomberg.
Bloomberg too.
On crime.
Yeah, like our boss, John Catsimatidis, always says, take the handcuffs off the cops, put them back on the criminals.
It's not rocket science.
No. The great actor, writer, director, Chaz Palminteri. So, you know, the Mets are in first place, and they're having this great season. The Yankees, it seems like they're having this terrible, terrible season. If I told you, Chaz, that right now the Mets record is 50-43. The Yankees are 50-44. They are basically identical, but the Mets play inside a really crappy division, the NL East, and the Yankees play with the Red Sox and the Rays, but they actually have almost identical records, and the Yankees start a huge four-game set, Chaz, at Fenway tonight. How big is that for you?
Big, huge. That's huge tonight. I'll be in front of the TV. I was in front of the TV last night, watching them, you know, pull out that game in the 10th inning, 11th inning, I think it was. But I can't stand this guy on second. I don't even want to get into that. But thank God they won. Thank God they won. You know, these young kids are coming up now, and they're doing a great job for the Yankees. You know, they're doing a great job. I mean, a lot of people go, well, you got to keep the young kids. Look, the young kids are great. But come on, let's get the regulars back in here. The young kids are great, but, you know, on a four-game stretch, sure, somebody can get hot. But you got to, you know, I can't wait to get back our regulars.
And Chaz Palminteri, you also have a great podcast, the Chaz Palminteri Show. It's at Chaz Palminteri on Twitter. Tell us a little bit about your podcast, please.
My podcast, it's really just blowing up. I had so many great guests, Alan Menken, the Academy Award winner, Billy Joel. And also, I talk about life lessons. And I got this new episodes that I do now. It's called Old School. So I get these old school guys, my friend Sandy Blue Eyes, my friend Squiggy, Rafi Squiggy, Swellante, and I bring these guys on. And when they talk about old school the way it used to be, and it's hysterical. I mean, it's just hysterical.
Are these guys straight from like the Bronx, like when you're growing up, like the Sonny character?
Oh, yeah, no. They're both guys that I knew for many, many years. You know, so it's just funny. I mean, they come on, they talk about old school.
I love that.
So, a lot of my show is life lessons. When I do my life lessons about life, it's on the Chaz Palminteri Show. It's on YouTube. If you go to my Instagram, Chaz Palminteri, you can see the links. You can get it on all the podcasts, the links. But it's really blowing up, and it's really doing just great. I'm really loving it.
It's a great show. I watch it every Monday. It's a great show. So just so you know, to this day, my son Gabriel, who will be bar mitzvahed and turns 13 in November, he's a very sensitive kid. You know Gaby Chaz. He's a sensitive kid. But the kid has only cried once in his lifetime watching a movie. I swear to God, he's only cried once, and that's when Sonny died. And I keep having to explain to Gabe that Sonny, although a very likable guy and a very smart guy, he had some good messages, wasn't a great guy.
No, I mean, look, Sonny was who he was. I've always told people that. You know, and when Sonny died, he had to die in the movie. And people always tell me, why didn't you make Sonny die? I go, he has to die because it's a catharsis. The boy understands that Sonny dies, and the boy has to move on with his father. And that was very important. The studio didn't want Sonny to die when we made the movie, but I said that's impossible.
No, it was perfect. Right.
He has to die.
So as good as
the only Broadway play or movie that begins with a murder and ends with a murder.
But I always say, as good as the movie was with you and De Niro and all these great actors, and as good as the Broadway show was, nothing compares to the work that you do, the one-man show, which returns to Atlantic City September the 3rd, Resorts. I know it's just voted the best show in Las Vegas, Las Vegas Journal. I've been saying this for years, since I saw it in Pompano over 10 years ago. The one-man show is... it's remarkable. It really is, Chess.
Yeah, no, I hate to say it, yes, but it is. And I always talk about the one-man show because people have always said, I love the movie, I love the musical, but the one-man show, I still talk about it. I can't get over it. You know, and for people who want to see it, they can go to ChazPalminteri.net. And my whole schedule is there. I'll be in Millville, New Jersey, July 30th, Millville, New Jersey, at the Lavoie Theater. But then, obviously, if you want to see the show, go to ChazPalminteri.net, and my whole schedule is up there.
There he is, Chaz Palminteri, restaurateur, actor, but great guy overall, just the best guy, nicest guy in the world. Thank you, Chaz.
Excellent job.
Thank you. Listen, it's a pleasure. You guys are New York. When I think of Bernie and Sid, I think of New York. I can't have New York without Bernie and Sid. I mean that sincerely. You know, you guys are fans. You guys are you really get to the heart of what it is. It's no BS. You say it the way it is.
No matter
what your political views are, you say the truth. You say, why is this happening? Please tell us why. And that's what I love about you guys.
Oh, man, we love you even more. There's a promo right there. Chaz Palminteri promo. Hey, we love you. Good luck again. Continued success.
Guys.
All right, buddy.
Thank
we'll you. See you.